We're starting the Agada. We have a few minutes to have a quick introduction. The Torah commands us, V'igatal mincha b'yom ahu le'mor, b'avu zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeitim b'mitzayim. You'll tell your child on that day, saying the following, b'avu zeh, because of this. What does because of this mean? We've discussed in the past that the word zeh means you're pointing to something. So our sages said that Bavu Zeh, what are you pointing to? You're telling your kid, because of this, God saved me from Egypt. So our sages say that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that Bavu Zeh lo amarti, ela b'sha'a shematza umarom munachim lefanecha. Bavu Zeh is only said at the time when you have matzah and mar sitting on the table and you could point to them and you tell the child, because of this. You see this? You see this matzah? Because of this, that's why God saved me from Egypt. Because of this maror, you see, I was eating bitter, you see, I was in Egypt. See, because of this, God saved me. So what's the idea? The idea is that the Seder is going to revolve around education, around passing on to the next generation the concept of the Jewish people and the Jewish people's formation on this night, the night of Pesach. And in order to pass it down, we have to get them interested and use the best possible techniques that a good educator uses. Now, a good educator spurs on the kid to be interested. And one of the ways is hands-on education. You show him. So the Agada tells us, Ba'avul zeh, you tell your child, because of this. You see this? What's this? Mar? Oh, why am I eating the mar? Because things were bitter. What do you tell your child? Asa Hashem li, God did to me. What do you mean you? Dad, you were in Egypt? Yeah, I was in Egypt. This is the idea we try to pass on to our children. We make it as though I myself were there. Every person has to make the Seder seem like he himself was there. I was at a Seder a few years ago where there was a family of older kids and younger kids. So all the older kids were talking all their Divrei Torah. And I saw that the younger kids were like, they're not following, they don't know what's going on. So I got up and I said, you guys, can I talk for a few minutes? I want to say Dvar Torah too. So he said, okay. So I turned to the little kids and I said, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story that happened to me and your father. A few years ago, before you were born, it was really a long, long time ago, longer than you could remember. Way before you were born, there was a very bad man. And he wanted to hurt me. And he hurt me, and he hurt your father, and he'd hit us. And he'd tell us, go do this, go do that. And I made it simple, because I had five-year-old kids there. So to a five-year-old kid, what could you say? You could talk to him about 1,000 years ago, you could talk to him about 2,000 years ago, you're going to start telling him about Mitzrayim. He doesn't understand where Mitzrayim is, how many years ago, but he could understand the concept. There was a bad man, he hurt my father, and Hashem saved my father from this bad man. He gets a little bit older, we give him a little bit more details. A little bit older, we tell him a little bit more. But the idea is that each kid, you have to talk to him on his level, and you have to make it like you yourself were there. The Sephardim have a custom that they sit at the Seder table, each one has a sack over their shoulder, and at some point during the Seder, one guy comes and knocks on the door and they ask him, who are you? And he tells them, I'm Yisrael. So they ask him, where are you coming from? And he says, I'm coming from Mitzrayim. What'd you do there? And he starts telling the whole story, and they have this whole discussion. So one of my younger brothers didn't learn for the Seder well. So he came to Pesach 9, he didn't really know what was flying. So we did this. We started reenacting. So I'm not a Sephardi, but the kid has to be interested. We're going to see that during the Seder, we bring vegetables to the table, and we dip them. The idea of dipping the vegetables is one thing, to get the kid to ask. That's the whole point. Everything else is nice. Why do we call it karpas? Why do we specifically karpas? What's the idea of a vegetable? That's all very nice. But the idea, why did our sages institute it? To pique his interest. Our goal here is to get the kids involved. We're supposed to buy nash that's unusual for the kids and give it to them. In the very beginning of the Seder, we're going to see we're supposed to fold up like the meal's over. And the kid's going to ask, what do you mean the meal's over? We didn't need anything. So today we just cover the matzahs. So no one knows. We say, now we'll cover the matzahs. We have this procession. And no one knows why they're covering the matzahs. And the kids don't ask anything. So when I'm at the Seder, I get up and I tell the hostess, thank you very much. Everything was delicious. I really appreciate it. This was a great meal. Have a very good night. Have a beautiful Seder. And the kids look at me like I'm weird. What's he doing? So they are, oh, good, good. You're asking questions? That's the idea. I want you to ask questions. That's the idea. And we have to think, as we're going to go through the Haggadah, what our sages wanted us to do on this night and how we were supposed to do it. It's not, if you're covering your matzah and the kid just sees, oh, another weird thing they're doing tonight, it's another ritual. The ritual is now we cover the matzahs, now we uncover the matzahs, now we cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs. You're not doing anything. The idea is to get the kids involved. Our focus on this night is v'gadeta levincha. Tell your son, this is what happened to me. The basis of Jewish faith is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The beginning of the Jewish people is Mitzrayim. God identifies himself as the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. So if we want to pass on to our children the tradition, God gave us a mitzvah one night a year to sit down and tell him, I want you to know, son, this is what my father told me, and this is what his father told him, and this is going back till the time we left Mitzrayim. This is where it all began. And the night of Seder is the most important and crucial night in Jewish faith. It's not Yom Kippur, and it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's the night of the Seder. And if people focus on the night of the Seder, saying all kinds of beautiful words, it's very nice. It's good for the day after. It's good for the following day. It's good for your whole life to say Divrei Torah. But your job on this night is to pass on the tradition to your children. Your job on this night is to get them interested and to get them to understand the concept that Judaism began with Mitzrayim, and as much detail as he could understand, you give him. But the idea is to pass on the tradition. And that's why if a person could have his parents, his grandparents at the table, that's all a wonderful thing. And our sages extended it, that if you don't have children, so between you and your wife, you and your friend, you and your chavrusa, one asks, another one answers. The institution was that it should be questions and answers. And one is supposed to question. And that's one of the things we encourage in Judaism. Ask, ask. Your questions are legitimate. We want you to ask. We're encouraging the questions. We're going to do things strangely tonight so that you ask. And we're going to go through the Haggadah slowly, step by step. But this is one of the main points, if not the main point of the Haggadah. We have a mitzvah to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we have to remember that the idea is to tell it over to the kid and obviously to get the kid interested. Any questions? Okay. Shabbat, everyone. Have a good